In this video, we are going to talk about wedding and funeral officiants as church-based ministry leaders. Many pastors know the pressure of weddings and funerals. A couple wants to be married. A family loses a loved one. A person in the church has a relative who needs a ceremony. Someone in the community calls the church office because they do not know where else to turn. These moments are not just ceremonies. They are ministry doors. A wedding is a sacred opportunity to speak about covenant, love, faithfulness, prayer, family, and God's design for marriage. A funeral is a sacred opportunity to bring comfort, scripture, presence, hope, and the gospel of Jesus Christ into one of life's most tender moments. But many churches have only one pastor doing all of this ministry. That can create overload. It can also cause the church to miss opportunities to train and mobilize faithful people who already have gifts for this kind of ministry. This is where study-based officiant training can serve the local church. Through Christian Leaders Institute and Christian Leaders Alliance, a church can identify people who may be called to serve as wedding officiants or funeral officiants. These may be elders, deacons, ministry volunteers, retired believers, mature couples, chaplain-minded members, or faithful servants who already care deeply for people. They are not replacing the pastor. They are extending the ministry of the church. A trained wedding officiant can help serve brides and grooms with dignity, preparation, and biblical clarity. A trained funeral officiant can come alongside grieving families with compassion, scripture, prayer, and practical ceremony leadership. This matters especially in small churches, rural churches, church plants, and legacy churches, where the pastor may be part-time, bivocational, or already carrying many responsibilities. It also matters in communities where many people are disconnected from church life. A wedding or funeral may be the first meaningful contact someone has had with a Christian leader in years. When an officiant serves well, the church's witness becomes visible. The key is preparation and accountability. The local church should not simply hand someone a title and send them out. The person should be trained, endorsed, prayerfully commissioned, and connected to wise oversight. They should understand their role, their limits, their pastoral opportunities, and their responsibility to represent Christ and the church with humility. Christian Leaders Alliance emphasizes study-based ordination and local endorsement. That means the church has a real role in discerning the person's character, calling, and readiness. Pastor, imagine having two or three trained officiants in your church. One may serve weddings. One may assist with funerals. One may help with premarital conversations or grief follow-up. Suddenly, your church has more ministry capacity, not because the pastor stepped back from ministry, but because the pastor helped multiply ministry. That is the heart of this masterclass. Pastors do not have to carry every ceremony alone. The church can become a place where faithful leaders are discovered, trained, endorsed, commissioned, and sent. Wedding and funeral officiant ministry may seem simple at first glance, but in the hands of a trained Christian leader, it becomes a doorway to pastoral care, evangelism, discipleship, and community witness. In the next video, we will look at chaplains and how church-based chaplaincy can extend care into many settings beyond Sunday worship.